It is good to see each of you here this morning. Thank you for gathering with us on this Lord's Day to worship. If you have a Bible, please open up to the book of Proverbs. The book of Proverbs. We're going to be in chapter 3. But before we get to the text, I want to ask a question. I've always enjoyed reading the book of Proverbs. In fact, there was a season in my life where I read the book of Proverbs once a month. There are 31 chapters, and it worked pretty good for most months that you could read all the way through the book in that time period. I like it because they're pithy, which makes it easy to remember. They're practical, and when followed, they produce a good life. But there are some that appeal to me more than others. And I wanted to ask, what is your favorite proverb from the book of Proverbs, not from Mark Twain or somebody else, but from the book of Proverbs, what is your favorite one? Do you have a favorite? Or at least one that comes to mind easily. All right, he who walks with the wise grows wise. You know the chapter and verse for that? I had to look up my favorites too. I couldn't remember. I'm terrible with numbers. Anybody else? That's a good one. A lot like mayors. Okay. Yes. Iron, that's from Proverbs chapter 27, I believe. As iron sharpens iron, one man sharpens another. So it's about relationships that are built on honesty, humility, and a willingness to challenge one another so that you stay sharp. All right. What else? All right. That's a great one. Anybody else? Better to live on a corner of a roof than to live with a quarrelsome wife. That's a good segue for some of the ones that I wanted to mention, because one of the things I think is underappreciated in Scripture is its sense of humor sometimes. Even Jesus used sarcastic language at times, used silly illustrations at times, like a camel going through the eye of a needle. You've heard, you know, people try to explain that that's a low door or gate in a wall of a city. No, he's literally talking about trying to shove a camel through the eye of a sewing needle. I find that humorous. To piggyback off of Evan here, one of my favorites for its humorous value is Proverbs 11, verse 23, that says, a beautiful woman who lacks discretion is like a gold ring in a pig's snout. Did I hear somebody snort? There are some other humorous passages in the book of Proverbs. If you turn over to chapter 26, some of the ones that talk about laziness, again, appeal to my style of humor. It says, a lazy person claims, there's a lion on the road. And then the proverb writer gets sarcastic and says, yes, I'm sure there's a lion in the road. The next verse says, as a door swings back and forth on its hinges, so the lazy person turns over in bed. And Corey paints that mental image of a person just tossing and turning like a door opens and shuts. This one I find really humorous. It says, lazy people like food in their hand, but don't even lift it to their mouths. That's the epitome of laziness. You've got a steak before you, you got a fork in your hand, but you're too lazy to even pick it up and put it in your mouth. My favorite proverb is probably the most well-known proverb. Comes from chapter 3. It's one I'm sure you have heard many, many times. There the proverb writer says in verse 5, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. One thing that I think is almost incurable for some human beings is self-confidence or overconfidence. There's a kind of confidence that looks strong on the outside, but actually is incredibly fragile. It's the kind of self-confidence that says, I've got this. I can figure this out. I know what I'm doing. And for a while, that kind of confidence can look like wisdom. It can feel responsible and practical. Proverbs invites us into something deeper. It invites us to trust in the Lord and not to lean on our own understanding. If you had to summarize the message of these verses in a single sentence, it might simply be this. The wise life begins when we trust God more than we trust ourselves. The wise life begins when we trust God more than we trust ourselves. Now, that's not to say that thinking is bad or that planning is wrong, but because we're limited, we don't see the whole picture. Like James says, we don't even know what the tomorrow holds. And sometimes we don't even fully understand ourselves. So the Proverbs gives us wisdom for living. Chapter 3 and verse 5 begins with a command. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Now in the Bible, the heart is the center of your life. It includes your will. It includes your desires, your decisions, and the things that you love. So this verse is not calling for some vague religious feeling about God. It's calling for real dependence. A whole life that is rooted in God. Trust means that I am putting my full weight on Him. My fears, my failures, my future, my hopes, everything. Real trust says, Lord, I am putting the weight of my whole life in your hands. I read a story this week from an old preacher. This is an old preacher and an old story. And you'll know why in a moment. But he was retelling a story of his college days. And one of his professors had gone to Susquehanna Valley, Pennsylvania, to do some preaching and teaching. It was in the middle of winter, and he wanted to cross the Susquehanna Valley River, but it was frozen over. And so instead of just walking across it on the ice, he gets down on all fours and begins to crawl across the ice, being ever so careful, inch by inch, carefully testing every movement, every spot he placed his hand or knee. But then all of a sudden, he heard a racket behind him. This clinking and clanging, crack of a whip. And he turns around and looks over his shoulder, and he sees a wagon being pulled by four horses across the river at a good pace. You see, the driver was local, and he knew he could trust the ice. Sometimes our faith looks like the man crawling across the river. We move slowly, cautiously, hedging our bets, making sure we have a backup plan in case God does not come through. But Proverbs calls us to something deeper. Trusting God means placing the full weight of our lives on Him. Notice that he uses the word all. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Not partial trust, not cautious trust, not backup plan kind of trust. Wholehearted trust. And then the proverb gives a warning. He says, do not lean on your own understanding. Now to lean on something means you put your weight on it, right? Now this reminded me of an incident when I was in high school. Being a hemophiliac, I often had internal bleeding in my joints that made it nearly impossible, if not completely impossible, to put weight on those legs. My knees would swell 2 to 3 times the size they were supposed to be. So often I would go to school in either a wheelchair, but most often on crutches. Now, I was the weird, sickly kid who missed a lot of school because of health problems, and so I was an easy target for bullies. I can remember one school day being at school and trying to catch up on some of the work that I had missed. I was fully engrossed in my studies, as a good student ought to be. You believe that? Good, I've got you in the palm of my hands. Well, somebody had taken my wooden crutches, and if you've ever had a pair of crutches, you know that the support is often bolted in with two screws. Someone had removed those screws, and so when the bell rung and I stood up and put my weight on that crutch, it collapsed. And they got a good laugh out of it. Most of us are very comfortable leaning on our own understanding. But I think our own understanding is more like that crutch. It's not trustworthy. You know, we trust our instincts, we trust our perspective, we trust our interpretation of the situation. But Proverbs reminds us that our understanding has limits. We only see part of the picture. We forget that our assumptions can be wrong. My leadership coach and spiritual mentor says he only allows himself to make one assumption, and that assumption is this, that if he had more information, he would see things differently. I think it's a great bit of wisdom. Our emotions can cloud our judgment. Our perception of reality and truth may be incomplete. And one of the marks of wisdom is the humility to say, Lord, I'm not seeing this clearly. Open my eyes, as the song says, that I might see. The wise life begins when we trust God more than we trust ourselves. Then verse 6 shows us what the trust looks like in daily life. The proverb writer says, in all your ways, acknowledge him. Now, there are different translations to help us hear the meaning of this passage. One translation says, seek him or seek his will in all that you do. Another one says, remember the Lord in everything you do. And I think the ideal is pretty simple. Bring God into every part of your life. Not just church on Sundays or Wednesday evenings. Not just prayer time. Not just when life falls apart. In all your ways, work, relationships, decisions, plans, your conflicts. In other words, if you want to summarize it, live life with God. Live life with God. Jesus says, follow me. Paul says to walk in step with the Spirit. That is what wisdom looks like. And then comes the promise. He says, and he will make straight your paths. He will make straight your paths. Now let's talk about for a moment what that does not mean. That does not mean a problem-free life. That does not mean that you will live on Easy Street. That your life will be blue skies and rainbows. I still don't like that song because I've heard it too many times. But it does mean that God will guide us. In the ancient world, straight roads were prized because they were the most direct route to your destination and they were the easiest to build. Roman roads were famous for this. They stretched mile after mile, cutting straight through the countryside. A straight road does not mean there are no hills, valleys, challenges, difficulties, weather. As we're about to experience, as spring dawns upon Michigan, potholes. I find a new one every day with my bus. And so do the kids, because they bounce high in the back. It means that you're moving in the right direction. That's the promise here. That God will lead you in the right direction. And he won't send you down the road alone. Though through I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. Why? Because thou art with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. When we trust the Lord, when we stop leaning only on our own understanding, when we acknowledge him in every part of our lives, God directs our steps. And it's not always easy, but it is faithful. And that's what God calls us to. Now, many of us are tired because we're trying to straighten the roads ourselves. Can you imagine going out there? I remember last year, almost the entire school year, they were doing road work on M20. And as a bus driver, it was a pain. And I thought, can't they hurry up and get this done? It was supposed to last, and I think it did, until Thanksgiving of last year, almost like 9 months. It's really a pain. I thought, hurry this up. I can get it done faster than they can. Yeah, right. Can you imagine going out there and trying to do the work that they're doing all by yourself? Impossible. The same way here. We try to straighten out our own paths, and it simply isn't possible. Only God can do that. Even when we're trying to control outcomes, trying to solve every problem, trying to carry the weight of our lives alone, Proverbs reminds us that the weight of your life was never meant to rest entirely on your shoulders. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your path. Because the wise life begins when we trust God more than we trust ourselves. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, Father, teach us what it means to trust You with all of our hearts. And Father, forgive us for the times we lean only on our own understanding and try to carry life by ourselves. Lord, help us acknowledge You in every part of our lives. Guide our steps and direct our paths and give us the humility to depend on You. Father, we place the weight of our lives into Your faithful hands. And it is through Christ our Lord we pray. Amen. If you would, please stand. May the Lord, who is faithful, guide your steps this week. May He give you wisdom beyond your own understanding, courage to trust Him fully, and peace as you walk the path He sets before you. And may His grace go with you wherever you go.